This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, sports talk, holding breath underwater, and Tom needs to stop talking to people. It's coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's gonna light a fart.
He's gotta be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Oh, my God, you got to see this one.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I think we do have an important sports anniversary today.
Today, July 9th.
Yes, I don't know why I know. You keep talking, and I'll see if I can find it.
The referee, this is fun. The referee for England's semifinal game against the Netherlands at Euro 2024 will be Felix Zweier. Felix once had ties to a match-fixing scandal in Germany. Tomorrow's game will be Zweier's fourth of Euro 2024 and his second with the Netherlands after refereeing a 3-0 win over Romania in the round of 16. England midfielder Jude Bellingham was fined €40,000 while playing for Borussia Dortmund in 2021 for criticizing this referee. Ooh. Something's got to give tomorrow between England and the team they're playing. The Netherlands.
And the team they're playing?
And the team they're playing.
Okay.
This is, you don't care about this. Why
I care about it.
Like, that, really?
I got here today,
I like soccer.
Today in history. In 1877, the first ever Wimbledon tournament was played.
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay.
So, kind of important.
But once again, not a sport.
And I think...
Tennis is not a sport.
Am I correct in saying men only?
At that time? Sure.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They didn't allow the first lesbians until what, like 1907?
Tom!
It's a good joke. It's a fine joke.
I'm just glad he's not getting his other stuff in that he's been talking about.
Well, that's true, too.
Let's focus on that.
He is practicing restraint today.
Yes. So
I got to give him that one.
He took his bike apart on purpose, I can tell you that.
I heard a little bit about that.
That's what he did, by now.
He did not.
You know he did.
Someone's going to hit the guy in their night. They don't blame me.
Organizers for the Paris Olympics. Do we have the Paris Olympics music at least? Can we?
All right,
some sort of professional broadcasting here today. Thank you. Oh, jeez. Organizers for the Olympics have finally unveiled backup plans for open water swimming events.
If the Seine
is deemed unsuitable. Triathlon and marathon swimming events are scheduled to take place between July 30 and August 5, but unsafe levels of E. coli, E, of course, stands for Elvin.
Mm-hmm. Elvin stands coli. For ew, poop.
Have been detected in the river in recent weeks. Organizers confirmed the events could be postponed by a few days if conditions are unsafe. Because a few days will make all the difference?
Yeah, I don't understand this. They've been saying they could do it, and then...
In a worst-case scenario...
The mayor was supposed to swim in the river, and she didn't.
The triathlon could be changed to a dual athlon without the swimming portion.
What?
Well, that's...
Don't they have a pool there?
Right. They have no
Come
other
on.
Water.
They've got to have a pool.
Then...
Well, the triathlon...
The marathon swimming competition could be relocated to... The Nautical Stadium in the Greater Paris region, which already hosts rowing and canoeing. Once again, not a sport. Not a sport. Rowing, canoeing over a football game? I don't think so.
Well, I think there's more than one sport.
They can accommodate up to 15,000 spectators at this Nautical Stadium.
So what are they, if they take the swimming out of the triathlon, what are they going to substitute? Fencing or something?
Rug hooking.
Okay. Or maybe they can do breakdancing. That's a sport this year.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, by the way, they're about to release the breakdancing shoe.
Yeah. And I don't know what they're trying to pull over. It's not, that model Nike has been out for like 3 years. I don't know what they're trying
really?
To
pull
over. No, really? They just threw an upside down
shoe. Because you said it to us, and I've seen that shoe before.
But the shoe is, excuse me, the as you pointed out, Jeff, the swoosh is upside down. That's the difference.
No, the swooshes have all been up. They have many. That's that swoosh. They have many shoes that have their swooshes upside down and backwards.
But that's the
official. That they say down.
That's the official.
If they say that's a brand new shoe, good for them.
See the official. See in the bottom. There's and that's the official Olympic breaking shoe. Would you? That's kind of a cool shoe. I think I might get a pair of them.
Yeah. I would
love to see you in those.
I would love to see you.
Yes.
In those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be doing any breaking.
Or wearing them at home.
You know what? I'll get a pair.
Oh, that's a good point, Pat. Thank you.
I'll get a pair, and then we'll have two pairs. And I can crap in one pair and cover it up with the other. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
What are those going to run, did you know? Are they?
I don't know.
Well, you can walk,
I think they're
run.
170. $100. Are they 170?
Yeah, I've been looking at them.
Now, does each sport have its own special release for the Olympics, each shoe?
I don't know, but what a crap question.
No, I mean, if I'm working at Nike in the Olympics, aren't you going to do a shoe for, like, swimming, like a slip-on to wear to the pool? I want to get my...
Nope, we got to go to world records. We don't talk about... David Rush, you might not like us anymore. A veteran free diver from Switzerland has broken in two Guinness World Records by swimming over 350 feet. This story gives me the willies. In a single breath underneath the surface of a frozen lake. Oh. Another way to say that is under the ice.
No, whoa. I saw that free diving documentary that you told me to watch, and it scared me for life.
Mr. Peter Kolak performed once wearing swim shorts and once while wearing a monofin, achieving two variations of the record for the longest swim under ice with breath held. 52-year-old swam 348.5 feet over a football field in his swim shorts, beating the previous record by 82 feet. He then swam 374.6 feet with a monofin. Mono meaning one.
Mm-hmm.
Fin meaning fin. Mm-hmm. Nearly 13 feet further than the previous record. The successful attempts took place at a lake in Austria. Mr. Kolat set several records, world records, including one formerly held by magician David Blaine. Longest time breath held underwater with time of 21 minutes, 33 seconds. Didn't Tom Cruise beat that? Didn't Tom Cruise have some crazy record holding his breath underwater?
Yes, like he did something weird like
for,
that.
For Mission Impossible or something, he I think it might be longer than 21 minutes. But he's all hooked up with
that
it.
That can't
be
real.
For my brief stint in lifeguard training, you have four minutes, and then you lose brain function.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Permanent brain function.
Well, I can't hold my Tom breath Cruise for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I was just surprised he got those huge balls to fit inside those swim trunks.
Oh,
like, Jesus.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So do they
do that?
Well, here comes a question.
Well, you're under the ice.
Yeah.
So they obviously must have holes every once in a while just in case.
I don't think they do.
They have a hole at the end and a hole at the beginning. And I saw a guy not too long ago. He got lost underneath. And
yes,
they were above him, smacking on the ice, trying to show him how to get back to the hole to get out.
Yeah.
It was absolutely terrifying.
Did he make it?
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah, he made it. But all these people were trying to break through the ice to get him out, and they couldn't. And it was terrifying.
Wouldn't you take, like, a chainsaw? And well, I guess
but they hook a rope to you so you can, like, follow the rope back to the hole.
But he still got lost.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Wow.
Whoa. That's awful.
That seems like a long time. Almost 22 minutes holding your breath.
Don't these people have good movies to watch? Can't they just stay
nice walk, maybe. A loved one. In 22 minutes, that's an episode of Cheers. That's a good time.
Right,
No commercials,
Yeah.
That's too long.
Yeah.
Laugh at Sam.
I think I held my breath for 20 minutes once going to a porta potty at a music festival.
Yeah.
You were in there for 20 minutes?
No, I was in line and just the wafting.
I have, like, we saw porta potties at this event in Green Bay over the weekend, and I tried to roll a joint at a music festival inside a porta potty one time. I got stuck in there for 20 minutes. Terrifying. Sweaty palms, can't get out, knocking.
People are knocking on the door. Well, how about that joint? Let's go.
So scary.
I leave tonight for Barcelona, where protesters have sprayed visitors with water as part of a demonstration.
Oh, no,
against
not water.
Mass tourism. Demonstrators marching through areas popular with tourists Saturday chanted, "Tourists, go home," and squirted them with water pistols, while others carried signs with slogans including, "Barcelona is not for sale."
Well, water, that's not going to make put something interesting
in
there.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm just saying.
What if they put wine, Christy?
How about that?
Put wine in the Super Soaker.
Anything would be better.
That would ruin my linen. Stop it.
The alternative is urine. So,
oh, my gosh, you guys.
Why are they discouraging people from coming and spending their money in their town?
I don't know. It's an explosive year for tourism in Europe right now. Did you see on Sunday, TSA had 3 million people go through security, the largest ever? They were screening a person, 35 people, and it's a crazy amount of
Instagram last week was crazy with, Europe's full, Rome, Paris.
Agents for TSA screened 3 million airline passengers in a single day for the first time ever. 8 of the 10 busiest days in TSA's history have come this year as the number of travelers tops pre-pandemic levels. On Sunday, they checked 35 passengers every second.
Wow.
Whoa.
On average. Yeah, so I think I'll go to Barcelona today. Why not?
Just don't go to the touristy spots.
No. Well, what are you going to do? If you don't do the touristy stuff, what do you do there?
Find out where the locals go.
Okay.
And just don't talk much, and they won't know you're an American.
Oh, they'll know.
Oh, they'll know.
Absolutely.
They'll know.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should don't you think you'd know if some Frenchy person came walking
Not
in
necessarily.
Here? You'd have your suspicions.
I mean, I would tell they'd be smoking and right. in the pool. Very, very odd. They're really into those cigarettes.
Yes, yes.
In the last 7 days, how many people have you asked, where are you from?
Oh, lots.
Exactly. So you don't think that Christie's going to get spotted?
Can you understand? I don't know why I keep trying to do this. Why do you behave the way you do? You can't just go up to somebody and ask, where are you from?
No. I'm in the Uber, had a nice conversation with the guy, found out he was from Miramar. You can't go back without getting killed.
Let's just take baby steps. Let's just go to your Uber profile and mm-hmm. and uncheck the box that says I enjoy conversation. Just keep,
why?
Keep it quiet.
And Willie and I
because
were having,
you're going to cause an international
Willie
incident.
And I were having dinner. Do you remember the lady was from...
Yeah, you asked where she was from. She said Indonesia. And then you said, where's everyone else in this restaurant from? Like you worked for an immigration
sure. You did that with me. I don't know what it was, lunch or dinner, whatever the hell we were having.
I was going to say it was a Japanese restaurant, and yeah. most of the people there are from different parts of the Pacific Rim.
We went to a steak place.
Yes.
And our server happened to be Asian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So guess what Tom asked her? Where's the best Chinese restaurant in the city?
That is not true.
All right, go ahead.
I asked where the best Thai restaurant was.
I stand correct.
Asked a person that looked Asian, that is Asian.
No, they. But the person
and
was
they go,
from,
where are you from? Boston?
No, yeah. Well, this person was from Thailand.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So really, where's the best Thai restaurant in town? It's a fair question. They what
did
food
they,
is the closest?
They answer you?
Did
yeah,
they?
I wrote it down. I got it right here if you want me to tell you what it is.
Have you gone there?
No, it's way too far away.
There we go.
It's in Bangkok.
I think she was trying to insult you, I think. Is what
no,
she said
no, but that, really, and I went to the same restaurant like three times, and I was just kind of meeting the servers
right.
and just finding out where they were from, and they speak great English. It was nice to have them here in America working hard, just being a nice guy.
Let's put it this way. If you heard that one of us was almost beaten to a pulp in the back of an Uber by an Uber driver... If we heard it was you, none of us would be surprised.
No.
Do you know that?
I'd be surprised it took this long.
Okay. Well.
I think you're being friendly, but I think you need to.
You're a friendly guy.
This guy talked more. I had a conversation with him for 30 minutes. He talked the whole time.
Poor bastard.
Tell you all about it.
Did you tell him what you did? So
no,
is he listening
God, no.
on the radio?
No.
It's none of his business, is it?
No.
You tell him you're an architecture, right?
I told you the guy, I got in the car at the airport and the guy had on hardcore rap.
Yeah.
Hip hop. And then it segued into country. I didn't
and then
say,
what happened? What was the next song?
Oh, it was just all country after that.
Okay.
But it was low enough that I could hear him speaking and it was mm-hmm. fun.
Okay. You do what you do.
I was in the back. Usually I sit in front, but he had too much crap in the seat.
You sit in the front
in an Uber?
Yeah, I like to, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
I didn't think that was an option.
Sure.
Only unless you have
it's
three
not.
Other people in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. That's like, hey, I'm going to rob you. I'm sitting in the front.
Right.
Right?
Tom, that's not.
Wanted to be up there with Biak.
You're not supposed to do that.
Biak. Usually let me.
You know, as paranoid as you are about something going wrong, it's amazing how you cheapen your life every day of the year. I just can't imagine.
All right.
Now, did you try to open the front door and he was like, no, get in the back? Or did you realize?
You looked in and it was just too
I looked fast. In and there was a array of trinkets.
So when the Uber pulls up, do you open the passenger door and go, may I sit here? Is that what you do?
Yeah, sure.
Hmm.
Mind if I sit down?
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? What do you do?
If you were an Uber driver, wouldn't that freak you out?
It would. Would you do that with a yellow cab in New York City back in the day? Would you ride in the front?
No.
Okay.
Well, then what's the difference?
It's just they're not on New York. And
have you touched anything on the dash? Like, have you changed the heat? Have you changed the radio station? Have you
the volume of the radio?
Yeah.
Have you hooked up your Bluetooth? Have you hooked up your phone to the Bluetooth system?
Answer the question.
No, I have adjusted the heat. Or the valve.
I ran into
the
this.
Vent, right?
Oh, the vent.
I ran into this in Austin in an Uber. The driver was amazing, wonderful, mm-hmm. really nice. But he had this unbelievable collection of toys on his dashboard. It was crazy. I still have pictures of it.
So did you ask him about it?
No, I did not. It's none of my business.
You're just sitting there taking pictures like a narc?
That's right. That's right. And you clear your throat when the camera goes off? Yeah. You know. That's right. I'm not going to bother him.
Yeah. That's I always like to say, nice car.
How much do you make a shift?
I asked the guy how long he drove. He goes, 12 hours. He'd been driving
there. He was going to do the accent. Did you hear him?
He was going to
do the accent. It was real, real
No, I said, hey, welcome to America. Thanks for coming. We're glad to have you here.
I gave an apple pie.
You don't see anything wrong in taking it upon yourself to welcome someone to your country.
We've been here for 3 months.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.